This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
My name is Esther Balisasa. I am 11 years old. My memory text is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. Therefore, pray in this manner: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
My name is Najma Seto Akoto. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
My name is Ethel Donko. I'm 9 years old. My memory test is taken from Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up meeting. Together as some are in, let us encourage one another, and all the more the day approaching. Amen.
My name is Abishak Abuajiwa Amea. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from John 3:16 in German. Then also how God that will go back, dam es and elbon, song up a dam e, die an and go bed, net volun wedding, die wegleben haben. Amen. And in English, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
My name is Nancy Kned Yado. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Revelation 14, verse 7. And he said, with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory. For the hour of this judgment has come, and worship him who made the heaven and earth, the sea, the fountain of water. Amen.
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Lesona Boka. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Acts 4:31. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke of the word of God boldly. Amen.
Hello, dear children. You are welcome again to Story Time with Auntie Kia. You remember last week's story, which was captioned Jacob's Bargain? And I hope you remember how Jacob tricked his brother to give him his birthright just for a pot of soup. Well, today's story is captioned Jacob's trick, and it is taken from Genesis chapter 27. Once again, let us pray. Our loving Father, we have come once again to listen to Bible story. Please, whatever hidden lessons are in this story, open our minds and our hearts, help us be able to understand and live by those lessons. Thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Jacob's trick. Esau quickly forgot about his lost right to be the head of the family that God was going to bless. But Jacob thought about it often. His mother would have told him about God's message to her before the boys were born. Isaac was old by now, and his eyesight was very poor. He took to his bed because he thought that he would soon die. Then he called Esau. Esau, you are my firstborn son, he said. I must give you my blessing before I die. Go out and hunt deer to make me the venison stew I love. When I have eaten, I will bless you. Esau took his bow and arrow and set off. But Rebekah, had overheard them. If Jacob was to be the head of the family, he should receive the special blessing, she thought to herself. Instead of leaving God to work out his own plans for the boys, Rebekah, the mother of the two boys, thought out a scheme to trick Isaac and snatch the blessing from Esau. It's unfortunate. Well, go and kill two kids in the flock, Rebekah urged Jacob, and I will make a stew so good that your father won't know it isn't Esau's. You shall pretend to be Esau and take it to him, and then we'll see who gets the blessing. Jacob was afraid that the trick would be discovered. His father would never mistake him for Esau, even though he could not see. But Rebekah had an answer for everything. Quickly, she cooked the meat, then wrapped the skins from the goats round Jacob's neck and arms so that he would feel as hairy as Esau. At this point, I even wonder, can the hairiness of a goat be compared to the hairiness of a man? Well, let's see if it worked. She dressed him in his brother's clothes, which smelled of the fields and woods, and sent him, Jacob, in to his father, carrying the tasty stew. Imagine it. Jacob, all covered in goat skin, and then walking to his father's room with a bowl of stew, pretending to be Esau. Will his father mistake him for Esau? Will this trick work? Well, that is left for us to know from next week's lesson. So, I will end here and encourage you to share this story with your friends. But remember, if God promises to do something for you, don't try to play smarter than God. Always wait on the Lord's time and do the right thing at all times. And surely, at the right time, your blessings will reach you. God bless you for tuning in. Adios. Goodbye.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Mother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of told he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
Hello again, listener. Welcome to another time of the Voice of Prophecy. Today I'm going to give you another sermon. It's entitled Big Brother. Before we start, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for taking us to school and bringing us back. We thank you for guiding us in our life. Also, Lord, as we are about to learn about big brothers, we pray that you help us to find a big brother in you too. We thank you for this. In all Jesus, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Today, I'm also reading from the Bible, and the text is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Edward was born and bred in a very beautiful country by name Austria. As a junior and early teenager, he was big and strong and burly. The boys his age were jealous of his might and power, and some of them wanted to fight with him. As a Christian who was preparing to be baptized, he sought to avoid such confrontations, although on some occasions when needful, he demonstrated to several of them that he could protect himself easily. Finally, six of the boys decided to have a showdown with him, not one-on-one, but all six of them against him at once. Tomorrow, we will meet you at the bridge, they threatened. As I heard, Edward, now a leader in God's church, tells the story many years later. He told how afraid he was. While he ate supper that night, he thought of the bridge that he would pass on the way to school the next day. While he was sleeping that night, he dreamt of the bridge. He was so worried that he couldn't even eat breakfast. He tried to think of some excuse for not going to school that day because of the bridge and what he could expect on his way to school. His older brother, who was also a big belly and husky fellow, noticed that Edward was bothered about something, and he urged his younger brother to tell him what was worrying him. Edward told him about the threat of the six boys to meet him at the bridge. Oh, don't worry, his brother Reinholds told him. I will go with you to school. He did. When the plotters saw Edward's big brother with him, they all ran away and left him alone in peace. At school, Edward met his tormentors. Why didn't you keep your appointment with me at the bridge this morning? He asked. We did, but you had your big brother with you, they replied sheepishly. As I'm talking to you, friends, the devil is also threatening to meet us at certain crossroads of our lives. But if we have our big brother Jesus to walk with us our life, the devil will be afraid and flee. It is also wonderful to have a big brother to help in time of need. I don't necessarily mean when we are being threatened to be beaten. But it is when we have a big brother who walks with us always and always. Ellen White speaks of God as our Heavenly Father and of Jesus Christ as our elder brother. Because we are God's children and because Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son, we are related to Jesus spiritually. If we want Jesus too to truly accept us as our little brothers, we must also try to do his will and also be good in our homes and in our schools. We must not be troublesome wherever we go. Wherever we go, we must let our light shine that, yes, Jesus is our big brother. Then will Jesus walk with us always and always. Our big brother Jesus is always with us all times, on good days and on bad days. When we are sick, when we are troubled, when we are well, when we are despaired, or when we just don't have anything to do. I'm glad I have a big brother like Jesus to help fight my battles for me and to guide me when I'm walking. Aren't you also glad to have one? Before we end, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for what I have done for us. Dear Lord, today we have learned about how big brothers operate, and you are one of such. Dear Lord, you know that when the devil tries to threaten us and you are walking by us, he will flee. We thank you, Lord. Bless us. In our Jesus, I pray. Thanksgiving. Amen.
Calling for you.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you.